Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Bob Weber, talking about genetic reproduction in beef cattle. We're back with Bob in just a moment.
FarmAssure, the fast, affordable farm insurance, is there to protect families just like yours and mine. They cover family farms, country homes, barns, farm property, farm equipment, and more to fit our unique needs, all with great pricing. Learn more today at FarmAssure.com. You'll be glad you did.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's FarmAssure.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep, gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Oklahoma State University hosted a two-day symposium recently focusing on genetic reproduction in beef cattle. One of those in attendance was K-State cow-calf specialist Bob Weber, who says that he picked up a lot of great information about cutting-edge advances in beef reproduction management and how they can be an asset in a cattle producer's operation. According to Dr. Weber, one of the topics discussed, estrus synchronization as a management tool.
So one of the highlights of the conference really focused on application of estrus synchronization protocols. And that's a system that many commercial cow-calf producers in the U.S. Maybe haven't tried yet, but it's one that has some economic value to it for a couple of reasons. One is, as you look at the distribution of calving, we know that calves born earlier in the calving season typically weigh more at marketing time than calves born late in the calving season. And in today's calf prices, that's a big deal. If we think about a typical, say, 60 or 90-day breeding season and five weight calves of $2.50 or $3 a pound, that's big dollars.
A particularly interesting topic to Dr. Weber that was addressed at the conference, gender-sorted semen. He says that there's a great deal of opportunity here with this genetic selection option.
One of the very interesting ones was done by a Dr. John Hall, who manages a research station in Idaho. And Dr. Hall's done a lot of work on the application of gender-sorted semen and a bit of an innovator and pioneer in application of those technologies. And so he combines the gender-sorted semen with a fixed-time AI system to basically implement a simple crossbreeding system that allows him to very precisely select maternal-type bulls to produce replacement females out of. So uses female gender-sorted semen from these maternal bulls to make an elite group of mature cows that have been reproductively successful in their environment to produce the replacement heifers, and then uses terminal-type bulls on the remainder of the cow herd.
One of the more futuristic topics discussed, genomics technology. Dr. Weber says there's hopes of using it to find genetic defects in AI sires.
We talked a little bit about the new genomics technologies that are coming down the pipe. And one of those predicts animals that carry a genetic defect that have embryonic lethality associated with them. So using whole genome sequence data to basically go through and find broken genes in AI sires and then figure out how frequent those specific mutations are within the population by looking at the other bulls that have sequence data available. And so kind of some maybe very research-oriented sort of topic, but one that will likely have some implications to us in the commercial sector as we move forward.
Talking about some of the cutting edge technologies out there when it comes to genetic selection for beef cattle, Dr. Bob Weber. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Two Superior Livestock Auction sales to tell you about this week. The Superior Select Replacement Female Sale happens Thursday, November 20th, 1 p.m. Central Time, 4,770 head to sell. Then on Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, we'll have 17,500 head to sell, 4,900 yearling steers, 1,350 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.